The Tokyo Summer Olympics kick off on Friday. $26 billion. That's how much it's cost so far to hold these games.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder they got to make sure that they actually happen, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, at this point, they're kind of like, yeah, we're pot committed.
11,000 athletes plan to participate from 205 countries and territories. I mean, if they clear the COVID test, of course, and that's proving to be a problem for a bunch of them. A few of our athletes have been sidelined. Two of our U.S. gymnasts just tested positive.
This is just the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot more of this.
NBA player Zach LaVine from the Bulls, he tested positive, so he's not going right away with Team USA, but they're saying they're hopefully he can get there in a little bit. But what are the three wacky things happening so far at the games, even though they haven't even started yet?
What's that?
One, oysters.
Okay.
Oysters is the big story. The Tokyo Olympics have been plagued with oysters.
Wait a minute. What? How do you get plagued by oysters? Don't we just eat them and get rid of them?
Well, here's the thing. The Sea Forest Waterway in Tokyo Bay is where they're going to have the canoeing and the rowing events.
Okay.
But they built these floats to stop the waves coming.
Yeah.
What they didn't anticipate, all of a sudden, the floats started sinking, and they couldn't figure out why the floats were sinking. The oysters were attaching to them.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were sinking them. So far, it's cost Tokyo an additional $1.3 million to remove 14 tons of oysters, and they don't have the time to test them, so they may be worth thousands and thousands of dollars because oysters are expensive to eat, but they don't have the time to do it, so they just keep removing them and throwing them away.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I mean, this sounds like a crazy thing. Those are pretty aggressive oysters.
I know.
I mean, you guys should back off.
Right.
Back off, oysters, you know?
Second wacky thing, the Olympians were given these cardboard beds, and the rumor it was that...
I saw that. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
So supposedly they won't have busy times together, personal times together.
They always say, like, Olympic Village gets a little freaky.
So what's wrong with that? Let me just ask that question. What's wrong with that? What if they did this at the UN meetings, too? Would everybody get along better?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's not real. That's not the real reason why they have cardboard beds.
Okay.
They have cardboard beds because they're meant to be sustainable, eco-friendly, and recyclable. I would just think, like, wouldn't you want to give our Olympians a comfortable bed?
Listen, cardboard's awesome. All right.
Yeah,
can be used
sleep
in
on it.
Many different ways. I saw that there's a mattress on top of there, too.
Well, you know, I'm a restaurant kid, so I always say I grew up sleeping,
you grew up sleeping on pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes,
so
all the time.
Don't act like you're above it.
I'm not above it. But if I was an Olympian, I would be like, hey, can I have a mattress? But I don't know.
No.
And the third wacky thing is, remember how everybody was obsessed with curling at the Winter Games?
Yes.
Well, all eyes are on the new it sport for the Summer Games, and it's called speed climbing.
Okay.
So picture humans scaling 50-foot walls and tapping buzzers, but they only have 6 seconds to do it.
I mean, I can see that anyways, like on the Titan Games or reruns of American Gladiator.
Or like American Ninja Warrior. It's kind of the same exact thing. I'm kind of pumped for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to watch. And I'm not a hater of cardboard either.
Okay.
Y'all have fun, Olympians.
Mm-hmm.